Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The memoir, The Shadow of My Life by Hope Chance, takes place in the 1960s Midwest. Her goal was to act on the legitimate stage from age 8 on up. Hope was talented, went to drama school, removed by her parents, married because she didn't know what to do. All she ever wanted to do was act. Three marriages failed. First husband was extremely mean and raped her every night. She was married to him for 8 years, trying to make a go of it. Life was a nightmare, and she never got over her first love of the Pasadena Playhouse and Mr. Wright. They found each other again 27 years later. The love was still there, and they remained until his death in 2006. She worked in many professions. She had to because she was alone and had to support herself. For every door that shut in front of her, there was always another one that opened. God was her salvation through all of her life and horrible marriages. A door slammed shut and three, he threw others open. Always, there was always one, another door for her to go through. Today, Hope loves life and does videos for people about their marriages, death tributes, stories. She enjoys outreach programs for the church and has sent several religious videos around the world. Her hope in writing The Shadow of My Life is to help someone heal, just like it did for her in writing it. And the author is Hope Chance, the author of The Shadow of My Life, our guest on This Week in America. Hope, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is a pleasure. And boy, what a life you have led. And you're out there now helping other people that have gone through similar circumstances in life because you never gave up. Another door kept opening and you found happiness in life, as I mentioned. Why did you decide to write the book? How did this come about to write the story, The Shadow of My Life?
Well, honestly, I started writing because I thought, you know, I'm getting old and I have had kind of an interesting life and I think I'm going to write about it because maybe somebody in the family would care after I die. So I started writing.
Yes.
And I thought, whoa. And it consumed me. It really did. And I finished it in 24 hours. I wrote 4 hours a day, early in the morning. I get up early, like 2 o'clock. And I started pounding the keys. And I did, 4 hours. And until it was over. And the whole book is a raw book. I will tell you that up front. It is a raw book. Because that's actually my life. It's not any makeup affair. And there's so many people that don't know what to do. Or when things happen, they throw up their hands and they don't know what to do. I didn't know either. And I got married 3 times. Now, that was stupid. And it was stupid all 3 times. I'll admit to that. First time I thought, I don't know, you're supposed to get married and you're supposed to be happy and then you have a child and you're supposed to do things with this child and give her a good home.
Yes.
That didn't happen with me. Nothing happened correctly in the natural order of things. I stayed with him for 8 years. And it was the most god-awful 8 years I ever had in my life. But I was a born Catholic, and I'm taught, you make a home, you make it work. And I tried. Rick, I tried.
Wait, 8 years?
Really,
yeah, 8 years of trying.
I just couldn't seem to manage things. No matter what I did, I'd get in trouble for it. I couldn't see any friends. I couldn't talk on the phone. I couldn't even go to the grocery store alone. And I was brainwashed that I couldn't do anything. And I was just really stupid. And I believed that. And I was that way for 8 years. And then I thought, you know, whoa, this, no. Mm-mm. And my daughter, I'm not gonna make this milk toast, okay? My daughter hated the air I breathed.
Well, yeah, I read that.
It was not my fault. It was no one's fault. Yes. That's the way it was. I knew that I had a problem with her, that everybody told me I was nuts. And I thought, no, no, a mother knows. And I went to the neurological center in Kansas City with her and tested her and tested her and me and my husband at the time. And he didn't know what was going on and could have cared less. I cared. And here I am. I'm going through all this and I don't know what to do. And then finally, after that whole thing came about, they told me, my husband and I separated, and they told me, they said, you love that little girl, but you have a problem because that little girl hates the air you breathe. And you know that. And I said, I do know that. And this fellow looked at me and he was trying to tell me, and I couldn't understand him. I said, I don't know what you're trying to say to me. Just lay it out here. I don't understand. Talk to me. He said, it's obvious you love that little girl, but I got to ask you, do you love her enough to let her go? And I didn't know what they meant. I really didn't.
Yes.
So I got my purse and I got everything, and I thanked him for everything, and I was in a daze and I just left. And I thought they explained it to me. I'm a strong person. She was weak. And there were many things that she did at home. I'll just throw you a couple. One time I was sick, very sick. I had the flu. I had her in the same room with me. She was across the room, and I had made up a game that we could play. She was 7 years old. And we were playing this play game. And she stood up, and she jumped up and down, and she clapped. She said, Mama. And I said, what, honey? She said, I hope you're real sick and you die. Hmm. I do. I want you to die. And that kind of said it, you know?
Boy, that's difficult to try to bounce back from something like that.
And I thought, well, I'm going to take her and get out of here. I talked to the attorney. The attorney told me, he said, there's only one state that you'd be safe and not have child support. And all of that. And you can run. But the only place you can go is Louisiana, because they will protect you and her. And that's what I was going to do. I mean, I wanted my little girl.
Yes.
She's all I had in the world.
Yes.
And I was packing that night, and I didn't tell her what I was doing, you know. And my mother called, and she said, okay. She said, do you know what you're going to do? I said, yes, I've made up my mind. She said, what? I said, I'm staying here, and I'm going to fight, because if I run, I will run from him the rest of my life, and I'm not going to do it. I won't. And I called an attorney, and he was on the state legislature. He was good. He was smart. And he said, and what do you want me for, Mary Dale? I said, well, as horrible as this sounds, I want to give my daughter to my ex-husband. And he said, I've been waiting for that. Come on, I'll keep the office open. I didn't know that that man had lived right down the street from my ex-husband.
Interesting, but, yes.
Yes, and it was a godsend. I didn't have to explain that I did love my daughter. I didn't want to do this. But did I have the right to ruin her life? She can't help the way she was. She couldn't help that she hated me, and she did. And I couldn't take it out of her. I mean, what are you going to do? Seriously. You do what you can for her. She was better off with him.
Boy, it's tough making those decisions. Our guest on the program is Hope Chance. The book is The Shadow of My Life. Just one of the many stories that she was able to bounce back from. That was marriage one out of three. Boy, time is going by so quickly. I want to go back to that dream that was taken away from you from what age 8 on up. You wanted to be an entertainer. You wanted to be on stage. The Pasadena Playhouse
That's right. That's all I ever wanted to
was the
do.
ultimate goal. Talk about why that didn't happen when you wanted it to.
Okay. And that's why I named the book that. Because the shadow of my life lasted about 3 months and it was over. That was it. So I thought, well, I have a hope here that maybe someone will read my book and have a chance. And I put them together. That's where the name came from. And my folks, my mother, pulled me out of the Pasadena Playhouse. She said it was too hard. And I was dating a fella. And my God, I couldn't do that. And I, well, fine. And I was young. I was stupid. I was 17 at the time. But I was going back after Christmas. And she said, "You're not going anywhere." And that's how that ended. And she made arrangements for my clothes to come home. And I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't see anyone. Nothing. It was just gone. But what happened was my things got there. Two steamer trunks. And I was so excited because that's all I had left were my school books and my things.
Yes.
And she said, "Oh no," she said, "you unload it out here in the yard, and I want you to put that in the barrel." Well, we had what's called a burn barrel.
Oh, yes.
And old people had those. That, okay.
I remember those. Yes. Very,
There you
very.
go.
I've taken
And
stuff
she
out there
said,
before.
"I want you to unpack your trunks, both of them, and I want you to put the stuff in there." And I thought, "What?" She said, "Move it." And I did. And she gave me the gasoline to pour on it
Wow.
and light the match. That's all I had left. And I had to watch it burn.
So you're
That's
watching
my
your
job.
dreams burn, and she made you throw the gap, put the gasoline on your dreams, and then ignite them. It's just to be able to bounce back from all of the things that Hope has been able to do in her book, The Shadow of My Life by Hope Chance. And boy, time is going by way too quickly here. I want to talk about Mr. Right, and you were able to reunite with Mr. Right. So you were talking about God is there and opens doors, and sometimes Mr. Right's behind one of those doors. How did that happen? That
I never
the
got
love of your
over him,
life.
and he never got over me. And I, God forbid, he tried to call me at home, and my mother knew, I guess, because I lit up like a Christmas tree,
Oh, yes.
and she pulled the phone out of the wall and threw it to the floor. And she said, "You're never going to talk to him again, Missy." And she had a thing, and she said she threatened me. She said, "You will never see him again, because if you do, you are 18, 17. In the state of Kansas, the legal age is 21, and I will have him in prison for statutory rape."
Wow.
That's what kept me away from him. I couldn't see that happening,
Oh,
but
yes.
I was too stupid. I hadn't even been screwing around. I'm sorry to be blunt, but I don't know how else you say
Yes,
this.
yes.
And I was that dumb because going to school, I was in band, orchestra, and plays. I didn't have any extra time. I didn't date like other people. But this fella, he was good to me. He was heaven. And I saw him 27 years later, and he was married, and I was too. And he said, "Oh my God, it's still there." I said, "I know." He said, "Do you feel it too?" And I said, "Yeah, this is, we can't do this." He said, "Well, I don't know," but we didn't. He was just kidding. And I spent 3 days with him and went to the reunion at the Pasadena Playhouse. And it was wonderful. And then he died just a little bit later than that. And so that was the end of that. And then, you know, in the interim here, I have Mommy Dearest that took me to the doctor so she could be, to prove I was a virgin, whatever you call that.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any idea how humiliating that was for me?
That had to be totally humiliating. And the scars are still there, aren't they? I mean, it's still something to try to deal with. We've only got a couple. We've only got a couple minutes left, and it's there's so many stories to talk about. The Shadow of My Life by Hope Chance. But with all of this, all of the problems we've talked about, the obstacles she's kept going, and living life now and enjoying life. Talk about this now, because you've bounced back from all of this basically with your faith there, because God is there with you.
Yes.
And leading you through this.
And I feel good. I feel good. I'm pretty exposed. I'm kind of out here. I hope I haven't embarrassed you.
Oh, no, no.
You know, because I'm kind of, you know. But yes, every door opened, this door opened, give you an idea, truthfully. I had it done. It was on a Saturday. Monday morning at 10 o'clock, the phone rang, and there was a fella that introduced himself as Nick McCarthy. And he said, "I had a phone call from California. I'm in Kansas. And apparently you have a book and you're looking for somebody to publish it. Is that right?" And I about had a heart attack. No one knew I was writing a book. I didn't even know it. And wow, that happened. And the whole thing with this book has just been, everything has just been like, the big guy upstairs has been taking care of me.
Well, and you talk about all of you in such an honest way. Everybody can relate to what you're talking about, and they can understand your circumstances, empathize with what you were going through, and wondering how you were able to continue. But you were able to continue successfully. I've got about a minute or so here. The time has gone by so quickly. So many fascinating aspects of your story, the ups and the downs, and the ups have followed the downs. Talk about what you hope people will take away from reading Shadow of My Life. What you hope the bottom line
is. You don't give up. There really is a God. And you try to do the right thing, even though it tears your heart out. You do the right thing. And then when one door slams, it'll rock you pretty hard. And wait a minute. What if there's always another door. He will show it to you. And I'm not a religious fanatic. I am not one of these people that's going to go down the street and say, "Praise God," with a big bass drum. That's not me. But what you do have here is one hell of a fighter.
Boy, that's for sure.
I will do.
A survivor. And you talk in the book about how it's hard and you get tired and you feel like throwing it in, but you just keep going. And there's something there with you.
I don't know how many buckets I cried.
Oh, I can imagine with all. And boy, we've only touched the surface on what's in Hope's book. The book is The Shadow of My Life by Hope Chance. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The publisher is Lit Prime Solutions, our website, litprimesolutions.com. Look for the book at Amazon, the usual places, and her website is theshadowofmylife.com. We'll have all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, giving you a lot to absorb there, theshadowofmylife.com. Book available at Amazon. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. So much more to talk about. Everything that you overcame, and some of the stories are still sort of hanging there as we have to finish, but you'll find all the answers to everything that we talked about in Hope's book, The Shadow of My Life. Hope, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your honesty, because you're able to help so many other people because of your frankness.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Thank you. Hope Chance, our guest. The book is The Shadow of My Life. Book available at Amazon and at Hope's website, theshadowofmylife.com. Back on today's program with more after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.